Hi, I'm Jerry Goldstein, retired South County editor of the Providence Journal. I also live and die with the Red Sox, and right now I am living high. So here's my celebration in rhyme for the greatest Bo Sox team ever. Dem bums, the faithful called their Dodgers, who at Ebbets Field were lodgers, when boys of summer, every fella, a la Reese and Campanella, Brooklyn's scrappy diamond tenants scratched their way to all those pennants. 'Twas in those times that Fenway Park was each October empty, dark, save for one in 46, when the Cardinals got in licks that vanquished Williams, Pesky, Doerr, Dom DiMaggio, and more. In 67, grief extreme, the season of a shattered dream, when Gibson, ace among the cards, overwhelmed the Sox vanguards, as Lonborg, valiant to the end, in his third start, at last did bend. Many a fan is still alive who recalls in 75 how Carlton Fisk propelled the ball up and over the great green wall to give the crowd a peek at heaven, but alas, we lost in seven. Oh, how we fought the ancient curse that seemed each season to get worse, our penance, cruel and harsh in truth, for selling off George Herman Ruth, and not to any common buyer, but to the Bronx's evil empire. So, no matter Fox and Grove, or how Yaz and Rice once strove, of series wins the Sox had none since near the end of World War I. How lovely then was sweet 04, with the curse at last no more, when a single stolen base against the Yankees helped erase all the scratches and the nicks that rent our souls in 86. Dave Roberts swiped that purloined sack that put the Sox right back on track, and how ironic that today he pulls the strings out in L.A. But his Kershaws, Kemps, and Turners didn't have the afterburners to match Cora's deep array that with the pennant ran away, so fleet of foot and at the plate, just waiting to annihilate. The last time that our grass grew green, you will recall, was in 13, when the Cardinals, pride of Bush, endured Ortiz, who burned their tush. This time around, with Poppy gone, the Sox showed that they still had brawn, and grace a field, let's have high fives for Benintendi's leaps and dives. This was a year with no regrets. How could there be, with Sale and Betts, Martinez, Devers, Kimbrel, Price, all this with Dustin out on ice. Bogarts was among the rocks, looking sharp in red knee socks. Moreland added extra jolt, then Steve Pierce and Scrappy Holt, while Bradley, fighting nail and tooth, decided he could be Babe Ruth. The gallant Dodgers, with Machado, played with grace and with bravado, but their win in 18 innings failed to dent Sox underpinnings. Satisfaction did we reap when twice in Game 5 Pierce went deep, with Price a monster on the hill, and Sale in to make the kill. So now we cheer, a new crown comes, for we have blown away dem bums, and Red Sox fans of every station revel in the Cora Nation. Let us celebrate in rhyme this very special Fenway time, in which the Sox defined what's great with season wins of 108. And let us cheer with heart and soul, for once again, the duck boats roll.